Welcome back to Listen In. For KQED Arts, I'm Max Savage Levinson. Recently, I took a trip on that traveling meditation retreat, also known as BART, to San Francisco's highly affordable Mission District to spend some time with Tao Nguyen of Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Over some hot tea, Tao and I chatted about Nobody Dies, the lead single off of her brand new album, A Man Alive, which was produced by Tuneyard's Meryl Garbus at Tiny Telephone Studios. Living in two worlds at once, Nobody Dies is both a punchy rock song that anyone can get behind and a highly personal reflection that only Tao could give us.
This track stands out from the others in that it is more of a rock-based song. It was one of the first songs that we recorded, and it was a very live, energetic arrangement. We gained traction with that kind of energy pretty quickly. We knew going into it that it was going to sort of be influenced by and pay tribute to more of that Pixies, Breeders sound. To be a lot more emotive and vulnerable with my voice. For this one, I wanted to be just raw and screaming. At one point, we're all screaming Nobody Dies, and there's a real release there. There's a real outlet that was very cathartic while we were recording it. Been talking about the end of John Lennon's Mother, how he's just shredding his voice. Mama, don't go.
Daddy, come home. I really, really love the guitar solo, and I was curious if you had like a particular intention in including it in the song.
One of our guitarists, our bandmate Charlie Glenn, he was the one that bestowed that solo upon us. It was an acoustic guitar that Charlie and Adam ran through a bunch of different effects. We were looking for sort of the guitar that was most in shambles in the entire studio. We wanted like a thin, sort of choking, pained tone, you know, that would best depict that kind of panic and urgency.
Listening to it, it just sounds like so much fun to play, mm-hmm. But it seems like it's also tackling some really heavy stuff.
I'm glad that you say that. That was the intention. With this entire record, there were two priorities. One was to, content-wise, to explore and be honest in a way that I hadn't before. And sonically, it was to capture and better capture the energy that we have live, which I think is one of our strengths, to be able to harness that and present it on record. And to make songs that, no matter how dark or grief-ridden or compromised they are in content, that it would still be joyful to perform them. Not to say, not to say, not to say I wasn't grieving in the evening. Not to say, not to say. My intention with this song is to document and and sort of lament how cavalier people can be with each other, given the inevitability of death. In this context, it's my relationship with my dad and this estrangement that we both have nestled comfortably, so that we are both pretty renegade in how, you know, we are acting as though nobody dies, as though there's time to waste. And it was written with this kind of urgency because I have friends who have parents who are very clearly, directly facing their own mortality and illness and everything that happens as you get older. And it just brought into question the conduct of both parties and what we're willing to risk and what we're willing to ignore.
Forgive me, this kind of sounds like a Disney movie, but do you think that by writing the song, there's an element of that bridging the gap in and of itself?
In times of greater optimism, I think of it that way. I think that this entire record was an effort to communicate and to really look at my life in a really important part of it and a really important absence and acknowledge it for what it was. But as a direct communication, no. It's just pretty fitting. Which is no wonder why it's been however long with no communication. Is that if this is the most that you can do, which is write a song about it.
This has been awesome, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat.
Same. Thank you. Thanks for talking.
Nobody dies.